I first got involved with the Iditarod race when I was introduced to Joe Reddington in 1973. And he was talking about an idea for a race. At that time, it had already been formulated. It would be a race to Nome. I have to admit, I received the idea with great skepticism. There was also a raffle involved, and Joe was a spellbinder. I have to admit that. I started out in disbelief, and the more I listened to him, the more I was drawn in, and his smile, his enthusiasm were infectious, and from that moment on, I was drawn in, and I became ever after involved with the Iditarod. I'm here today involved with the Iditarod, first of all, because the Iditarod is an Alaska institution. Nothing is more emblematic and reflective of our state of Alaska, our great state, than the Iditarod race. And I am here to do my best, as Joe Reddington wanted us to see this race perpetuated. I visited Joe shortly before he died, and that's one of the things he asked us to promise, is that we would see this race continue. I am today in a role as a trustee of the Iditarod Trail Race Foundation. The foundation is an entity created separate from the Iditarod Trail Committee so that all the eggs aren't in one basket. We operate separately, but we are a sister organization, and we're created primarily to provide financial support as needed and to manage a trust fund and provide assistance on an as-needed basis to the Iditarod Trail Committee. Our hope is to see this foundation grow in future years to the point that it will be able to take a lot of the fundraising pressure off of the people in the race and be able to make a significant contribution to perpetuating this great race. One of my most memorable experiences was being in Nome at the end of the race in 1976, I believe it was. It was the year Emmett Peters had finished the race. I remember Emmett Peters winning it that year, so that would peg the year. And I remember being in Nome and flying out south along the Iditarod Trail, a great expanse, and it brought home to me the enormity of Alaska. We flew south toward Golovin, White Mountain, in search for where, trying to find where the mushers were. I flew with then who was the Iditarod Air Force, Larry Thompson, a pioneer Alaska bush pilot, who was donating his time. And as we flew south, I saw this great expanse of beaten pathway in the snow. I couldn't figure out what that was below us. And then finally we came upon these reindeer herders. I remember that. And they were driving along in snow machines herding the reindeers. We continued on further south. And finally we came upon a musher. And along the trail, probably 60 miles south, 70 miles south of Nome, and we landed along the trail. The musher stopped, set his snow hook, and I remember he was covered, his beard, his face was blistered, his beard had ice all over it, and he was very curious. In those days, there was a great lack of information about what other mushers were doing, so he was very curious. Who's ahead of me? Who's behind me? What do you know? He'd been out there on the race trail for probably 17 days or more, and it had taken quite a beating on him, but we gave him that information. We flew on back, and in Nome I was there, and then I remember the night of the Iditarod banquet that Nome, and in Nome, and I remember walking down Front Street and leaning into the wind. And this was at the end of the Iditarod, and the temperature was 40 degrees below zero with a strong wind coming in. And I remember being as bundled up as I could, turning my face and leaning into the wind and going down Front Street and still thinking about some of those mushers out on the trail. And that, again, drove home to me what a great undertaking this is and what a test of human and the wonderful partnership between people and their dogs. And I cannot think, after that experience, of anything more emblematic of life in our north, in our great state of Alaska, than the Iditarod race. I've been asked to say, what in life do I know for sure? The older I get, I realize the less I know for sure, but there are some things I know for sure. And the things that seemed most important to me when I were young are really the things that are less important. A lot of our modern technology is less important, and the things that come home to me now are the friendships, the interactions, the ability to interact between man and nature, between dogs, to get out and to try to have some connection with our history, our ancestors, and the great outdoors, and of course, family, friends. Those are the true important things in life. Those are the things that will stay with you, and those are the things that will be with you until the day you die.